You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coming up in about 20 minutes, Alan May from Monumental Sports Network will join us. He will talk about the Caps heater that they are officially on right now. They are the number two wild card in the East right now after winning in Calgary. Ovi gets on the board twice. He's now at 21 goals on the season.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
He just keeps chugging along. That's what he does.
See if he can get, like, he can get at least four more, right? To get to 25.
15 games left. I don't think that's an unreasonable ask.
Couple power play goals here and there.
The current streak he's on, he might get, like.
Don't jinx him. Don't jinx him.
I don't know.
You're going to jinx him.
Seven or eight.
He might do this. Might tickle 30.
Right.
Tick might.
15 games left. Thinking 5 to 6 more.
I don't think that's unreasonable.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think that's a crazy ask.
By the way, you're going to be all over DC today, right? Because you're doing your bit with your Social Security number, and
yes.
You're coming back for the Wiz game tonight.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
You're just a schmoozing.
Today is my per. It's my. It might be.
I think. Aren't you hanging out with like Michael Winger and all those guys? Like they're going to stop by?
I think that they're allegedly coming by the suite at some point.
All right.
Yeah.
They're good dudes.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Are you?
What's the other guy's name? It's Winger and
Will Dawkins.
Yeah, Will Dawkins. He's a great
good dude.
Yeah.
Are you pondering not going down to Minnesota Avenue and just going to the police department?
No. He's
not
going,
really.
He's going
You're
right
not.
To the. Yeah.
No,
he's
I'm,
already
I'm,
dead set.
I'm,
right. You can't
need,
change that guy.
I need to get to the root of the problem.
He's
and
in
I
the
feel
box.
Like the root of the problem lies here. In the District of Columbia.
Okay. All right. Good luck.
Right.
There's a scammer amongst us. If you know who's using my silly name, image, and likeness, please let me know. Let me know who this scammer is.
A lot of that
is.
Going on, man.
Yeah, I know.
I've had to change my credit card for like the third time in less than a year.
But let's talk about more encouraging, uplifting things in the entertainment page, which is, of course, sponsored.
Oh, I always
It's not always uplifting.
Here's the reason.
I got it. The entertainment page driven to you by, of course, BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy, Mike Walker, over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest.
Nice.
2.99% on most X-Series models for a limited time only. Let me see. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. There you go. 2.99% interest. All right, that works.
9.9.
All right, so I know Drabby is intrigued. I have to say I am a bit, too, on this Kate Middleton saga. And, you know, after the doctored photo, there had been, like, a sighting of her, like, kind of from a distance in a car. Okay. Well, then yesterday, she was allegedly seen in a new video where she was, like, shopping with William.
Mm-hmm.
And the conspiracy theorists are out, and you might have to count me amongst them, because it does not look like her.
It didn't look like her when I saw it.
It does not look like her.
It's an elaborate fake.
Now, a lot of celebs, believe it or not, royalty, presidents. We know Putin has body doubles. A lot of people have body doubles.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to tell you. It doesn't look like her. Now, there's thoughts. It's like just a flat-out body double. Or it could be somebody wearing a mask.
Are some people theorizing that Kate Middleton is dead?
Nobody knows. What's going on? Why did this woman fall off the planet when she had this vague abdominal surgery in January?
We need a proof of life.
And if you look
Jason.
At this, if you look at this video of her, from honestly, it does not look like her.
Because Kate Middleton's kind of tall.
I don't know about anything about
maybe
that.
Somebody.
I
stole
think she's
her
tall.
I think her
identity.
Face looks different.
But the video I saw, she didn't look like she was very tall.
What Drabby? You've seen it. What is your
what are you talking
conclusion?
About? The farm?
Yes.
From Saturday?
Yes.
Yeah, but I saw images of her. It wasn't a video, like a blurry video.
No, I mean pictures. Like here, like this picture.
Oh yeah, I see that. That
yeah. That does not look like her.
No, but the pictures I saw on Saturday.
Well, there's other pictures that look like they're older. That I've seen.
She's not dead.
I'm not saying she's dead.
She was at the farm on Saturday with witnesses.
I'm not saying she's dead.
They dragged her out there to put on a show.
Or they dragged out a body double.
Oh.
Was it a petting zoo?
Have you seen those elaborate masks that the CIA uses?
Yes, I've seen Mission Impossible.
Yeah, Mission Impossible. Yeah, Tom rips it off.
Yes.
No, like, you think you're seeing somebody, and it's like a girl or something. Like a totally different person.
Hold on, wait a second.
You're wowed by the reporter who went and saw George Herbert Walker Bush in the Oval Office and took off her mask like 30 years ago.
Did you see that?
I've seen it, yes.
It up after I talked to you about it.
Well, I know you were really impressed by something that happened 30 years ago.
Well, can you imagine how good it is now?
Technology's come so far.
Kate Middleton is not dead.
I'm not saying she's dead.
He's just saying that wasn't her. It's just a circus of misinformation.
People are saying that the flag is half mast above Buckingham Palace. Wasn't true. BBC logo is black. It's been black for months and months and months.
I don't know what you're speaking of. And I'm not suggesting she's dead. Some people think she's dead.
Here's the thing.
I don't think she's dead.
Doesn't matter how much it resembled her. Even if it is her, people would have found a way to critique it. It was going to be a conspiracy no matter
unless she comes to the microphone or she sits down and does an interview with somebody. I need to see her in a sit down and talk about her tummy tuck or whatever was going on. I don't know why it's such a big secret. Now there are rumors that he was cheating on her. They're disgusted by those rumors apparently. Who knows?
Well, this is why it's the same circus as what killed his mom. Like this same nonsense of people chasing after them. And it's the same reason Harry lives in Canada or California, where the hell he lives now.
I didn't know this is another conspiracy theory. I can't confirm this, but I just saw this like fleetingly, like last night or this morning.
Okay.
That allegedly Diana wrote in her diary or somewhere that she thought Charles was going to kill her in a staged car accident.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know anything about that.
Can you imagine? That Charles was so bitter.
I believe that Don Charles is going to kill me in a stage car wreck.
Now, there's also rumors.
Definitely didn't sound like that.
That they had to debunk that Charles died.
Yeah, I know. That was all weekend.
We're wasting too much mental energy
on the Royals.
On the Royals.
It's kind of interesting.
That is correct. You shouldn't be that interested in it.
I'm kind of interested.
I know. I don't know why.
Well,
Drabby
when I
loves
see a person that doesn't look like her.
I was interested. Saw the videos and pictures. And now I'm uninterested.
Okay. All right.
No longer interested.
Hey, everybody's different.
Does Cakes remember the name of Diana's boyfriend?
Dodi Fayed.
What did he own?
He owned Harrods.
Look at you.
Department store.
Yeah.
Well,
Big Silly.
Yeah. His father, I think.
Maybe his father.
His father owned it.
You know what?
Right?
I'm ashamed that I know that much about the case.
Isn't Harrods like that spot where you literally could go in there and buy anything? You could buy like Tiffany. Maybe. Or you could buy anything. You buy like milk.
It's like a silly Nordstrom.
I think you can
I've
buy
never
anything.
Been never been to London. I don't know. Yeah. Can't speak.
Never
on,
will go to
can't
London.
Can't speak on Harrods.
You never
You'll
will.
Never
I'm out
London?
On London. Yep.
You're out. Why? Yeah.
It's because I don't like to go anywhere.
Okay.
And I don't want to be in on a flight for 7 hours.
Okay.
Unless I'm going to Pebble. It's the only place I'll go to five or 6 hours.
Understood. You might want to consider whether or not you're flying on a Boeing or not, because they're doing. You know what? Somebody's out to kill Boeing. Because they're getting just murdered every day. This is probably something that could happen if you have like a fleet of, I don't know, a million planes.
Mm-hmm.
But every time there's an incident, now they're reporting it. Apparently there was an Alaska Airlines Boeing, 737 or something that landed. And the cockpit window cracked.
Called Safe Flight. They hooked my windshield with the quickness. Yeah.
They better call.
That thing was done with so quick.
They better call somebody better than Safe Flight.
Safe Flight Repair, Safe Flight Replace. They're no joke.
How did it take like an hour?
I think it was an hour.
Really? Wow.
Dropped it off. I walked down Goody Drive, which I don't recommend because that's a butt busy road.
You're not really supposed to walk on that road.
It's not designed for pedestrian traffic.
Right.
I walked to a little
dive. Wait till you go to Minnesota Ave.
Like a little dive diner. Had lunch. Walked back. Brand new. windshield, zero cracks.
Nice.
All the cracks gone.
Dude, I went to my barber yesterday, and there were like six donks in there.
Okay.
I was bitter.
Hold on. He had six guys in front of you?
Waiting.
Mm. Oh, well, then you turn around immediately.
No, but here's, and he had no assistants. But here's what I know. He's the world's fastest hair cutter.
Okay.
He's the world's fastest barber. He mowed through him with the quick. And I sat down, and I'm telling you, I had a mop.
Yeah.
You saw my mop.
Sure.
He was done with me in less than 5 minutes.
Really?
Less than 5 minutes. And it was $20. And then I gave him a $7 tip.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's reasonable.
Seemed reasonable, right? Yeah. For a five-minute haircut.
Yeah. Mm. Guys raking it in.
I mean, how long does it take when you go to the barber? It's probably 20 minutes or something. And kind of like.
Probably less than that.
Just piddle around a little bit. He didn't piddle around at all.
Well, he's got six hee-haws lined up waiting for haircuts. He's got to work quickly. Minutes.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I was done in less than five. And, you know, he just zoom, and then he did a little clipping here and did my bangs.
Is there any chance you can schedule an appointment with that donk?
Well, you probably don't take appointments.
Well, I don't, just take walk-ins. I text him and say, when do you have a silly open appointment?
Oh, no. There's no appointment.
There's six idiots.
Yeah, I don't sit there in chairs and wait.
No, I sit there in chairs and wait. And he has terrible TVs in there and there's nothing to do. Old magazines. It's hurting. Mm-hmm.
Are you intrigued by the death of John Barnett, the Boeing whistleblower that everyone's talking about?
Of course.
Seems butt shady. Something's up with it.
Of course.
What are they claiming?
Well, he was murdered. Of course he was murdered.
They're claiming suicide, correct?
Yeah, they put a gun in his hand.
Where did it happen?
Charleston, South Carolina, right, in the middle of the deposition.
I like Charleston.
They're saying a self-inflicted gunshot wound, right?
Yeah, but his hand was still on the trigger.
Right, they say that never happened.
Never happened.
The gun is never in your hand when you shoot. Yeah, I mean,
Sounds shady to me.
Like, whoever staged the scene, don't they know to throw the gun a few feet away from his hand instead of having it curled up in his hand? Yeah. His cold, dead hand?
Yeah.
But why would Boeing donk him off in the middle of the testimony? It would be butt obvious.
It might not be Boeing. It might be a shareholder. I mean, who knows? I have no idea. I doubt it's Boeing.
Boeing is getting put through the ringer right now.
You know what?
Yeah.
I don't fly a lot, obviously. I need to book exclusively on Airbus, I think, going forward.
Is that a different company? That's a European company. Yeah.
Problem is they probably cater mostly to European airlines.
The Boeing donk, he said that they were doing checks. They would find like 500 things. 500 things wrong, and they're like, no, do it again. And then they give them like a half hour. Then they could only find like 20 things.
I guess only 20 is better than 500 issues wrong.
They're like, everything's shady. Everyone lies. Yeah. I'm coming out with that T-shirt. I've been saying it for years.
Still waiting.
Everybody lies. This is a weird
bit. By the way, have the original EB T-shirt slowed down since he left and went to LA?
Oh, I'm sure
LA.
They have.
Has
that killed that business?
I have coffee mugs.
Okay. All right.
Somebody just got a new mug for me.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. Okay. But believe me, they're not flying off the shelves anymore. They're not flying off.
Yeah, that didn't last very long. But you're kind of glad. You're kind of happy it didn't last very long.
Yeah, I mean, I knew it was a joke.
Yeah, you're the only EB in town now.
I was here before him, and I know I was going to be here after him.
Got it.
He can't even coach in a league now. Been banished to college.
Yep.
Richard Simmons is doing a weird bit. He disappeared, which is a weird bit.
Not my accountant, Richard Simmons.
Another conspiracy theory here?
No, there's no conspiracy, but he kind of disappeared for years. I think they might even have done a documentary about him, like, where's Richard Simmons? He just disappeared.
Mm-hmm. Got him
and now
right here.
He's like,
I found
he's
him.
Posting randomly on social media, and he posted, please don't be sad. He wrote, I am ... dying.
Anything made you look more fat.
but then he continued, oh, I can see your faces now. The truth is we are all dying. Every day we live, we're getting closer to our death.
Did you hijack his Twitter? What's going on
No.
here?
Finally, I starved and lost 123 pounds in 2.5 months and almost died.
I remember, you know what's funny? I had this exact conversation with my father.
Right.
I remember I was breaking his balls like when he turned like 50 or something.
Right.
Like younger than me now.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you're getting older every day.
Yeah.
And you know what he did? He looked right at me and he said,
okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So are you, buddy.
Sage words from your pops.
Right.
Like, and that was like, they are.
I was like, whoa.
Like when those guys behind the glass goof on us for getting old, right, they're getting, yeah, they're aging at the same rapid rate.
And Valdez, he might be aging at a rapider rate.
Rapider.
He very well could be.
Love it.
All right. We were entertained by the EP.
Thank you, of course.
Don't forget, Alan May is going to join us next. We'll talk about the Caps heater. They are currently in the number two wild card spot in the East after their win last night in Calgary. We'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.